You will hear an interview with a woman called Amy Martles, who works as a choreographer, creating dance performances for live shows. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. In the exam, you have 70 seconds to look at part 3. My guest today is the choreographer Amy Martles, who's put together many diverse dance productions, everything from classical ballet to modern stage musicals and experimental modern dance. The list goes on. Amy, tell us, how did you get into choreography in the first place?
Well, I got the performance bug as a kid. You know, we'd put on plays at primary school. Dance was a part of that, though it wasn't ever to the forefront particularly. Gymnastics was the thing I excelled at, and it was my sports coach who suggested trying private dance classes. She saw something in the way I used my body to communicate feeling and thought that might be worth developing. She was right. I naturally leaned towards rather athletic dance styles, and there wasn't much of a repertoire for that, so creating dances was the natural way forward. I like to do my own thing, and movement and gesture are a very effective means of communication. That whole idea's always fascinated me.
So, do you need to be a good dancer to be a good choreographer?
Well, when I was a dancer, I had the experience of working under a choreographer, and I keep reminding myself how that felt, how frustrating it can be when the choreographer just seems to be trying out ideas on a whim, and you're the guinea pig. You know, after a long, tiring session, that's the last thing a dancer wants. Any choreographer worth her salt would pick up on that and call it a day. I'm not sure you have to be an exceptional dancer yourself, though. And I know of choreographers who hardly ever set foot on stage themselves, and certainly couldn't reproduce all the steps. Because that's not the point, really. It's more what you bring out in others.
Sure. Talk us through how you go about creating a new dance.
Well, it really depends. Like, sometimes I'm commissioned for a show where the music, the narrative, that's all in place, and I'm working within those constraints, and that's the challenge. Other times, it's an idea that comes first, and I work with the composer to create something coherent that could be performed as an original piece of dance. And that's just as challenging, but in a different way. For that, I create the final version with the dancers, seeing what their bodies can manage, which moves are more achievable or visually effective. It can be pretty experimental and almost random. Like, you might see a movement that really works by chance. If, say, a dancer slips and creates a particular shape and you make something of it.
Right. So, what do you aim for in your work?
Well, I have to feel that everything comes together as a unified whole, that we're saying something to the audience that's honest and meaningful. That means having harmony and balance in everything. The music, the dance steps, the costumes, and the lighting. And they're all equally important. Sometimes you can see a piece that has originality and groundbreaking steps, but performed on a set that's distracting, and the message gets blurred. I want to enhance people's perceptions, not confuse them. I want them to understand what I'm doing and the idea I'm trying to put across. So it's more about them than me, really. But it's certainly not about impressing them with flashy moves or anything like that.
Hmm. I've heard choreographers are very choosy about which dancers they'll work with. What do you look for in a dancer?
For me, it's got to be someone who's ready to collaborate in anything and explore any options without preconceptions. I'm pretty intolerant of dancers who go in for introspection or whose egos need massaging. Actually, in some ways, working with students is more straightforward because they've got the basic training, they're desperate to learn, but they're not weighed down with expectations. I guess I like the idea of the blank canvas best. But if I am working with professionals, then it's more collaborative, and that's nice too. We develop a conversation about the work, and through that, something emerges. It's a coming together of minds, so always stimulating.
Hmm. And if you're asked to work on a new production of a well-known piece, is it a very different approach?
I think I stay true to the spirit of the piece and to my own instincts. All art is created to speak to contemporary audiences. Even productions of historical dramas end up being about today's concerns. That's inescapable. But I wouldn't set out to change the underlying ideas in a piece. I know people will inevitably make comparisons with past productions, and I don't have a problem with that, but it's not my starting point. Actually, more of an issue for me is the gulf that people perceive between the experimental original piece and the new production of a known work, because it just isn't as wide as they imagine. Sure, the starting point is different, as are the practical considerations, but if you're talking about the essence, the choreographer's vision, her craft, if you like, then for me, there's hardly a gulf at all.
Hmm. Thanks for your insights, Amy. I've certainly learned. My guest today is the choreographer Amy Martles, who's put together many diverse dance productions, everything from classical ballet to modern stage musicals and experimental modern dance. The list goes on. Amy, tell us, how did you get into choreography in the first place?
Well, I got the performance bug as a kid. You know, we'd put on plays at primary school. Dance was a part of that, though it wasn't ever to the forefront particularly. Gymnastics was the thing I excelled at, and it was my sports coach who suggested trying private dance classes. She saw something in the way I used my body to communicate feeling and thought that might be worth developing. She was right. I naturally leaned towards rather athletic dance styles, and there wasn't much of a repertoire for that, so creating dances was the natural way forward. I like to do my own thing, and movement and gesture are a very effective means of communication. That whole idea's always fascinated me.
Hmm. So, do you need to be a good dancer to be a good choreographer?
Well, when I was a dancer, I had the experience of working under a choreographer, and I keep reminding myself how that felt, how frustrating it can be when the choreographer just seems to be trying out ideas on a whim, and you're the guinea pig.
Hmm.
You know, after a long, tiring session, that's the last thing a dancer wants. Any choreographer worth her salt would pick up on that and call it a day. I'm not sure you have to be an exceptional dancer yourself, though. And I know of choreographers who hardly ever set foot on stage themselves, and certainly couldn't reproduce all the steps. Because that's not the point, really. It's more what you bring out in others.
Sure. Talk us through how you go about creating a new dance.
Well, it really depends. Like, sometimes I'm commissioned for a show where the music, the narrative, that's all in place, and I'm working within those constraints, and that's the challenge. Other times, it's an idea that comes first, and I work with the composer to create something coherent that could be performed as an original piece of dance, and that's just as challenging, but in a different way. For that, I create the final version with the dancers, seeing what their bodies can manage, which moves are more achievable or visually effective. It can be pretty experimental and almost random. Like, you might see a movement that really works by chance. If, say, a dancer slips and creates a particular shape and you make something of it.
Right. So, what do you aim for in your work?
Well, I have to feel that everything comes together as a unified whole, that we're saying something to the audience that's honest and meaningful. That means having harmony and balance in everything. The music, the dance steps, the costumes, and the lighting. And they're all equally important. Sometimes you can see a piece that has originality and groundbreaking steps, but performed on a set that's distracting, and the message gets blurred. I want to enhance people's perceptions, not confuse them. I want them to understand what I'm doing and the idea I'm trying to put across. So it's more about them than me, really. But it's certainly not about impressing them with flashy moves or anything like that.
I've heard choreographers are very choosy about which dancers they'll work with. What do you look for in a dancer?
For me, it's got to be someone who's ready to collaborate in anything and explore any options without preconceptions. I'm pretty intolerant of dancers who go in for introspection or whose egos need massaging. Actually, in some ways, working with students is more straightforward because they've got the basic training, they're desperate to learn, but they're not weighed down with expectations. I guess I like the idea of the blank canvas best. But if I am working with professionals, then it's more collaborative, and that's nice too. We develop a conversation about the work, and through that, something emerges. It's a coming together of minds, so always stimulating.
And if you're asked to work on a new production of a well-known piece, is it a very different approach?
I think I stay true to the spirit of the piece and to my own instincts. All art is created to speak to contemporary audiences. Even productions of historical dramas end up being about today's concerns. That's inescapable. But I wouldn't set out to change the underlying ideas in a piece. I know people will inevitably make comparisons with past productions, and I don't have a problem with that, but it's not my starting point. Actually, more of an issue for me is the gulf that people perceive between the experimental original piece and the new production of a known work, because it just isn't as wide as they imagine. Sure, the starting point is different, as are the practical considerations, but if you're talking about the essence, the choreographer's vision, her craft, if you like, then for me, there's hardly a gulf at all.
Thanks for your insights, Amy. I've certainly learned. That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.